Okay, Aina Tilesi, Aina Tiyayim, Aina Tilayla. So the Aina Tilesi is either a day or a night. Climber Imrasa Biyayim, Hashash is the Chaydish, Shala Acharov, Biyayim Bavad. Imrasa Bilayla. Hashash is the Chaydish, Shala Acharov, Bilayla Bavad. It's either a day or a night. We did it? No, we definitely didn't do Vav, I don't think.
We did
hang, I think. Yom Lim Yizahuma Delilah Haina Mishkiya Sechama Ad Netzachama. Right? So the night is obviously a lot longer than the day.
Longer both ways.
Right. We said that.
I know we said longer both ways.
Somebody disagrees.
Right,
so you can go
both sheets. Oh, better to be Machma both ways.
During the summer, it's not longer.
No, no, I'm just saying there is more. The Benash, the suffix times are give, both given to Lila.
Right.
There's more of a chance out of Lila then.
Right. Even though I think right women get the period during the day.
Yeah. And they wake up.
I never did an official poll, but, that's their state.
That's their state? Oh, sure, because when they wake up, I mean, that's when they see.
No, no, no. That's, oh, that's the next issue, but, let's see. If you have a suffix in Madame Bel Yom Bel Laila, let's say you have a suffix, whether it came during the day or during the night.
I.e., you woke up.
Good.
That's one lockdown.
Yeah,
no,
she
never watched. Or she was busy with the kids, or busy cooking, and she wasn't paying attention. Right?
Or busy at work.
Because when she comes to break it, when you talk to her, what's the dam? That's what she says. She's for the time she found it. Lachain Aynas Vesta, he be Yahim. Therefore, Aynas Vest is be Yahim. We come up on a Surah Gambalayla Shalafanov, Shem Aynas Arzurua. You have to separate the night before because of Aynas Arzurua. We'll get to that.
It's completely separate. I mean, there's no reason to be Machmer because of the fact you're not sure. Not to do Arzurua. I'm saying because she doesn't know exactly when it came and she only she saw it when she got up. She doesn't know when it came. There's no reason to be Machmer and say, be poorish the night before also? Off that?
Well, what do you think? I'm not sure yet.
She's not sure when it came, right?
Right.
Is there any reason to be machmer and be poorish the night before off the fact that she's not sure when the dawn came? Nothing to do with Orzaru.
Yeah, I think the shach is mach. If I remember correct, the shach is mach. In this case, he says he has to separate.
Both.
Both. Okay? Fine. Omnam, in common, mitosas man muad lachar et tachama. That's if she gets up a little bit after a net. Umatsa harbe dam.
If you don't
know it. She finds a lot of dam. She asks, she kol kach dam. Rak im kvar his chila riyasa. Kaidam et tachama, asuruba et alayla. Is that what he just said? Let's say she gets up 2 minutes after net, goes to the bathroom, sees a ton of dam, which in all probability came before the net. So now, do you go bust to the Messiah when it was found, or do you say there's no way, it had to have come below? So he's pasquining that she, then you would assume it came below.
Would it matter the other way around?
What do you mean?
Right after Shkia.
Same thing?
So it would make no difference.
Yeah. Yes, you said, yeah. Who wasn't over there, that would be after Shkia Sechama. Now, he brings no source for this, if you notice.
Which means
it's his own psalm. Which I personally don't hear.
I agree.
You with me? There we go.
I think it goes back to the Matthias.
That's the way it's mashma. This is based on an Eshkol, right? And it's mashma there. It goes back to the Matthias. Finished. You can start calculating now. But he's a big rabbi.
I
could hear being mashma in that case both.
Okay, that's separate. That's something different. Well, mashma in any case you want. I mean.
No, he's stopped for saying Laila, not Yoy. I don't know which way is the Chulun, which way is the Kula.
Definitely he's saying the Kula.
Night's worse, why is it a Kula? Depends if it's summertime.
That's what it is, night or the day, you know what I mean?
Because he's allowing you to assume.
So? Okay, so let's throw out a couple of shadows. Lamaisa that came up.
Chumrah. It's a chumrah.
Why is it a chumrah?
When you say a lot, you mean more than spotting?
More likely to
have
spotting.
Oh, yeah, nice amount of dam. Let's say even she sees dam that looks on it. Let's say she wore a pair to bed because she's expecting a period. Right?
Yeah.
She gets up and she sees that it's so absorbed into the pad and it's 5 minutes after that, or a minute after that.
Or it's dried.
Or even dried.
Right. It's a chumrah because the longer, the further away her next bet is, the more likely it is that she'll get her period before the next bet. So if you make
that's not a practical chumrah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't change your sock if it was dried, if the entire there was no wetness on the pad at all.
Then as you go bust it when it's found. I got a sort of to my choice, so I thought, oh, place from that. Say it one way or the other. Now, a couple of shots. A woman is sleeping with her kids in the bed. Ah, what happened? College let out early? There you go.
I totally could have gone to college, but I know things like that happen.
What do you think, he's a dog?
Huh?
You're on a roll, blaming things.
What are you?
You also don't have a
paper? I'm not going to forget. Shit, I'm learning so
hard.
Like, oh,
shit. Okay. A woman is sleeping in the bed with her kids. Right? And she thinks she got her period. Middle of the night.
Does she have to go check?
Well, when does she think this? She
woke up in the middle. Somewhere in the middle of the night.
3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Yeah? Nice round number.
And she doesn't want to get out of bed because she's going to wake up her kids. Then she goes to the bathroom in the morning, and she sees she got a period. So what do you say?
I say, according to the sefer,
she feels that she
has.
That's a good question.
Yeah. No, she
well,
feels
that she's
trying to get up.
Okay, why is that any different than a regular woman in the middle of the day? Why is that any different than a regular woman in the middle of the day has a hargasha that she has a period?
Oh, one second, that's Shiloh 1.
She can't check until
5 hours. That's Shiloh 1 that came up in the morning. This happened like a year ago. And then Shiloh number 2 that came up, mamash, that day. A woman was getting her shetel done, or her haircut, achreiknish. She was sitting in the chair. It was around Shkia, it was before Shkia, and she felt like she got a period. She couldn't get up because she was in the middle of the haircut. By the time she was able to get up from the haircut, she checked, she thought she got a
period. Why is
that not
a law of Russia?
The same.
Why is that not a law of
Russia? They didn't have a gush. They felt wet. They don't have a gush.
We don't have a gush.
Even if there was a hargosha, even if there was a hargosha, they didn't check.
Right.
So what did the rabbis here say?
Goes buster here.
Well, yeah, you would say goes buster.
I don't know.
Here, no, wait a second. By the sitting in the chair,
she fell.
They're both
sitting.
No, so why do you think? Now, why do you think it's that?
Because
she assumed she got a.
So they don't have to hire a 4 day.
If you have a you don't have a case. The bottom line is that she.
What's the definition of hargasha?
What?
I'll pass the tire off.
She.
I'll tell if she give her the early days. Let's give her 4 days. She has to be courage now. Let's see if she had it.
I'll tell
give her 4 days. You won't give her 4 days. She's definitely being courage for a good, very good reason. Even halachic reason.
The safer path.
So can I ask you a question for that?
We're dealing with best.
Can I ask you a question for that? For that matter, what do you do with a blind woman?
And she doesn't have
to keep on
the
phone.
Huh? Very good. Maybe blind woman doesn't really need it.
He said, no.
How does the blind woman do with you? Other people don't do it.
Blind woman.
You're saying so a blind woman knows because she feels it coming at her, is it?
I don't know. I mean,
what's the definition of hargasha?
Now, be honest with you, I have no idea what.
I mean, there are blind people.
I never met a blind woman.
Good. Never heard of one.
I've seen blind men. I never saw a blind woman.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, David. What's the definition of hargasha? No, but what's the definition? She assumes something. If she sees, then it's not hargasha.
That's a feeling.
A feel. I understand. But the same type of thing as that would make her tummy. Same thing with
that doesn't necessarily make her tummy. She has to be dumb.
No, so this is the case. She assumed she felt something. She assumed it could be that, and then she checked.
I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
Can't she just say that I'm coming now? I mean, either doesn't that work?
What?
No, that's this.
No. The woman gives up hope. Isn't that also? Once a woman says, "Oh, I think it is," and she thinks she's coming,
what the guy keeps doing? The one case was not me, was Rabbi Schneider. And the other case for me, the guy keeps throwing the rule anyways. So I got away easy.
How'd you get away easy?
Because he keeps throwing the rule anyways.
But it should be the known before.
Day and night.
No, the week Shiloh encoded me.
Which one's in the middle of the night?
It doesn't make a difference.
It's the middle of the night.
No, either way, you're going to keep both because it's the day before.
It's the whole old night. The whole old night. The night and the day.
The whole day
when you're backing up one.
No, you're backing up two. You should have to back it up two. Nah, because that's a suffix. It's already a shiloh, and we don't have to be my father's rule. That's what you meant. Nah.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing. I'm just trying
to get it. Yeah. All right. Fine.
What do you think? What's your opinion?
I don't know. Mama still know.
Keep those rules then.
What?
Which one's worse? Just tell them to keep both. No.
No.
Listen. You don't say such a thing.
No.
The rights we're dealing with here.
Let's say in the end, the guy put a knife to you and say, "Give me a stop."
I think I saw. Was this a real shocker that it's a machlok? But I don't remember who says what. But I'm pretty sure
you're going to put it through.
What Rabbi Shmuel? I shouldn't call him. I don't remember. What's Machmir? There's no Chumra Kula here, except for Yoni's case.
There is a Chumra.
You cannot speak together one of those days anyway. It's just a matter of which one. Now, if I'll tell you where it was negated, which in my case it was almost negated. It was almost negated at Kabul.
Ooh.
Which one?
If that's where it would be negated. Let's say she had seen the two months fall on that day or night, and this was totally the make or break at Kavur, then it would be a headache.
You probably have to call Rabbi
Yeah. Okay? Fine. I'm not on the rule. The Hechmiro Apaiskim Lifresh Gamba Inishalifnea Inishalifnea. The Apaiskim were Machma. That you gotta keep the Aina before the Aina Tavet. Like the Gain. Invest the Yain. So, Surah Baina Tayyam, Machmir, and Laika, Gam Baina Tala, Shul Fana. And she's also during the day, so then she's also up the night before.
Who
are Nikra Aina Arzurah, that's called Arzurah, named after the author, the Rishon of this Chum. But no, Kedei is due, and we are Noyag like this. Bain Beves Kavua, Bain Beves Shaina Kavua, Ach Ain Shishim Livde Kusatu, Baina Arzurah.
Is he the only one?
Who?
He was
the first one?
Yeah. He's the Rishon that was the one who brought it to the four is the Shach.
So the day.
Doesn't bring the Azurah. The Shach is the one who brings it. And it's a big machlokes throughout the Doris.
Chazanish didn't
bring it. Chazanish doesn't bring it. The Chazanish, when he's in his Ha'aris on a Taras. Bas Yisrael also says no, but the Bachmir and Vinegra have already said that the Chazanish meant for Yeshiva, right? They do have to keep it. Most of the world keeps it as he passes. What Rav Dazim here knows will be what in Shayash will do.
Yeah,
what Shayash
kind
of
guru?
Well, not Rabbi Schneider.
No, not. I heard Rabbi Schneider's not done to that either.
He's not in Dazim at all?
No, meaning he says that the guy's not there.
Okay. Now there's some interesting theme here. So okay, but nobody is on
Arzurah.
Yahu would be Simon Khan not to keep it. Let's say Bel Tefila comes out on Arzurah. Let's say Bel Tefila comes out. We'll discuss that later. Let's hold on that.
Should I pray very early?
Rav Wagner writes that the reason to keep the Arzurua is because since most ladies get the period during the day, if you don't keep Arzurua, then you essentially don't have to keep that. because tashmish during the day is also.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, but people finish it, tell them bracha.
Yeah, but that's not. But the actual din of vestas is going to be mishtakas in Klal Yisrael, since most women get there in the day. It's just an interesting. Right.
Yeah,
The Gemara says the Farish is not what's going on. Right?
So where's the Orzeru coming from?
The Gemara says Farish. Right? Are you talking about the Erna before?
Right.
The Gemara says no, we're talking about that Erna.
Right.
It's Rava.
And this is all brought up by the Fidem. All brought up by the Mitzvah on the Daf. And the Shach says that the reason why in the Gemara times you didn't have to keep both finances is because they had a specific time that they always got their period.
He says even by Yitzhak Tavua.
No, no, 1 o'clock in the afternoon was their period time. And the Shach is Maida. You don't have to keep the Arzarua if she has a specific time during the day that she gets it.
Not
because our women bounce around, so the Mamele has to be fresh for the Aina before. Now, why the Aina before, not the Aina after? That's already.
What about a 3-hour window?
We're gonna get to that. It's not
a joke.
I don't know exactly what the window would be.
No, it's always between 12 and 3.
Maybe that would be considered.
What time period they put it on?
There's nothing specific that I came across.
So how do you just have to be doing it?
It's not a game. We'll get to. There's a lot of times it works like that. Yeah. A lot of them.
We're not mocking for every region. How is this such a big issue?
I don't know how it became like this. The Shach.
The Shach says something again.
Now there are shittas all over here. When you have to keep the Arzuru, when you don't have to keep the Arzuru.
On which vest also, meaning you keep the Arzuru on every...
Keep the Arzuru on every vest, right? So again, this is getting back to that Lel Tefila. So let's say Ayin HaZavet comes down on Lel Tefila.
Okay.
Can she go to the mikvah or not?
Yeah.
With tashmish or not?
I don't understand. Doesn't a period wipe out a vest?
Yeah, so? Are you asking how it happens in the Matzias?
Yeah.
Let's say she stains.
The longer one?
Let's say she looked at her tissue and she saw blood and she called the wrong row.
Already 30 days later, basically.
No, sometimes in mid cycle, believe.
Oh, so it made a very short.
She had an extended,
very short bath.
Or she had a 42 day period.
Why is it? Should be what's it called?
Followed by a 30 day period.
Well, should override
with,
the summer of
if you hold like the top, whatever. Again, that's already getting into. Okay, whatever it is. What?
This should override a chumrah.
It's a big machlokes. It's a big machlokes.
It's a big machlokes.
Yeah, it is. So then it's another question. Even if you're going to, after the tashmish, but should you go to the mikvah for chibuk manisha? Different machlokes. Good. That's all. With the mice in the velt task is lachomra. If it falls down on the vest, tashmish is also.
Wow.
Whether she can go to the mikvah for chibuk manisha,
that's the rule.
What? No, someone the regular vest. Now, what about the Oinus or the Ruh?
That's the Rabbanon. That's a Rechiv.
Nothing, right? Chassam Sefer is Machmer. Rav David Feinstein is Machmer.
Mm-hmm.
I just jumped a bunch of generations.
Oh,
I just happened to know Rav David Feinstein is Machmer.
And?
Kiddush Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. I personally don't understand what the Pshat is to be Machmer, but... whatever it is. Now, there are those that hold that since Friday night is more of a mitzvah, if the Einus or Zeruah falls out on a Friday night, then you could be Mekel. I'm just saying, this is not, I'm not like...
Does everybody hold that?
No, not everybody holds that. I'm just saying there are shitas out there. What I'm trying to bring out is that...
There's room. No matter what you do.
No.
I'm
going
to be my rabbi. No.
I'll finish the Bas Rechol. On the Chumrah Dikka days of Vestas, you have to keep the Zeruah. These are all...
So that's like what, 31?
let's say a woman for
about
2 years,
day 31,
the first 2 years, that's very negay, right? The first 2 years after childbirth, really a woman can't be kaveh a vest. And now she doesn't hold it. You don't keep vestas at all for those 2 years.
Now
also those that hold, not like he says, there are those that hold that the Arzuru is only on the Beth Kavua, not on the Shaina Kavua, which Grata to me makes some sense. The Sprint operator is calling me. I didn't pay my bill.
That's cool.
I forgot to pay my bill.
They call you when you don't pay your bill?
I just
call you.
Are that
late?
Okay, so those that hold Daka by Beth Kavua, Rabbi Hashena Kavua, there's a lot of sheep to
see. You should hold it.
Daka by Beth Kavua, but not by Hashena Kavua.
What's the Cheshman there?
2 years ago they came out with the next Blackberry.
Because it's more of a Cheshash. Beth Kavua is a much stronger.
That's not a full keyboard. I don't want that.
Yeah?
Who learned from Panovich for many, many years, and he wouldn't refuse to tell me one way or the other. I asked him what. He wouldn't tell me. He said he got to spy on what they do in America. That's what he told me.
Okay.
So this makes me think that they're making over there. Because they're machmir, he told me that, and then he told me to go ask any rabbi I want.
Yeah.
Because he knows I'm a bumble.
Okay, so now this next thing is a din that's very interesting people in our world. You touch on it, Yoni. Isha Shadaka Lira Tommy Bishlosh Yom Nisa Yom. Let's say a woman is constantly seeing within a 3-day window.
Three day window.
Of the month.
Okay.
Ah, ain't lo kaviyas be'echem yom elish. She has no kaviyas on one of those days. Not in that order, because if it was in that order, she'd have a vet, kavua. Well, not after 3, but 4. Fine. Pam b'yom zeh, pam b'yom zeh, b'li shum seder shul kaviyas vet. With no rhyme or reason to it. You have to do a bedika before having tashrish in all these 3 days. Right? That's besides for Hayon Sharazabah Yopamar Chorna. That's besides for the whatever day it was that she stole the last one. Shabbat Yasur Rahim Lashama Shafila Yede Bedika Kishar Vashayn Kavu. Look at Dogma, for example. Bechaydish Acher, not Bechazdain Lechaydish. As Bechaydish Al Acherel, right, the next month, Asur of Tashish Beyem Chazdain Lechaydish. Al Yem Chachas Beyem Chachas Bechaydish Beterez Ayede Bedika.
What kavias is that called if you see one every plus one every time?
A diluk.
And we worry about that, we don't worry about that?
Sure, we worry about that. Huh?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure, I'm used to it.
Why do you have to do with the vidik? Why do you have to do a regular vidik before Tash? Why don't you just do something after college so this way you get an idea? Why would she want to make herself tummy?
No, you sure have to. You have to check.
I understand, but let's say it's just a stand. It's not her. It's not her period.
Once you put anything, once you go inside, it doesn't have to be white. It doesn't matter what, because then you're just messing with
it. Yeah, what did you just say? Put something colored inside of it? It's not going to help.
It doesn't matter. It's the right thing
that goes in the body.
Messing with the Hagasha.
Yeah, so that's the shadow. When he means Vidika, does he mean Vidika, or can he do a Kinuach? Maybe a Kinuach. Some parts of the world, a Kinuach would be enough. Well, no. Well, just wiping on the outside would be enough. Whether you should hold this or not, you ask when it's negayim. Now, there are those that hold that it's, he's saying 3 days. And there are those that hold that it can be up to a span of 7 days.
That's
a lot more.
Yeah, come on.
Complain upstairs.
Well, not upstairs, because whoever holds that.
Who's upstairs?
The Rabban Shalom.
Oh.
It's Tyrus.
Who holds that?
I don't remember who the sheet is on. Now, what does it mean? How do you define it? How do you define what the span of time? Right?
How do you define what?
How do you know that that's considered her window of?
Well, 4.5 days before.
Well, you count every day. For how many months?
It's got a 100-year calendar.
No, it's not. That's not what I mean.
It's only funny because
there are sheets that hold that she has to see 3 times on each day in order for it. Meaning it would have to be a minimum of 9 periods before she could even create this thing.
For a 3-day window.
No, no, she'd have to be dying, chavches, chavches, each one 3 times.
And that would apply to the 7 days off
for
3 months?
Yeah. So it would take almost 2 years.
You're taking, if a woman has on chavches, then she has chavzayin, then she has chavches, and then chavches.
So that's not enough, because she has to see each day 3 times.
In a 9 month.
Right. Once she busts out of that, so then
if any other day besides that, if she has 9 different days, that's the only way.
Now again, there are shittas that don't hold this at all.
So if you're machmir and go for like 10 days, then change it for 3 years, you'll mess it up anyway. You're good.
Yeah. This is not, because this is nagaya to a lot of women.
It makes sense. A lot of women are better.
29, 30, 31.
He's postulating that you have to do a bedika before Tashmish on the other
day.
There are those that hold it's usher, it's one big vest. Right? Now, even those that are machmir, you don't have to keep those ruah on those days. See, that's a good example of a time where you don't have to keep those ruah.
Because you're keeping this.
What?
Because you're keeping this, which is more mild.
No, this is a chumrah. So to keep an arzuru on top of these extra days is a double chumrah. I got it with the arzuru, and Ramasha seems to say in the tshuva that if a woman sees sometimes day, sometimes night, then she may ikra, then has to keep the arzuru. There's no. Because she's proven that she's
in the day.
But if you're
holding
it by those people who hold the 7 days, that's basically what I asked you the last time about that once the vest starts, that's it, finished, until she actually gets her period.
No.
Once the first vest, the first day of those 7 days, she's going to get her period in the next week. That's it.
Talking about three times on each of those 7 days.
I'm saying according to the 1 through 6, 7.
Same thing.
Right, that gives you wiping out a week.
Each of those 7 days.
Right, you'd be wiping out an
entire
week.
No, it doesn't have to be each of those. It doesn't have to be
no, hey, 3 days.
It could be within a 7 day window.
3 days.
Yeah.
3 days.
It could be 7. For 9 months, it could be within...